hierarchy is the order of the world. Hierarchy system is there everywhere. The lower rung beings are supporting the beings at the top. The higher the one beings at the top are nourishing the lower beings. Hierarchy system, there is no hierarchy, everyone is equal. It is that concept, it's a myth, a communist approach. It is not tenable, it is not applicable and not practical. Everyone is same. The hierarchy system is there at home also. At workplace there is a hierarchy system. In a political system there is a hierarchy. In the world we see the hierarchy system everywhere, and at home the father, parents are at the top, children at the lower end. Parents are nourishing the lower end, and the children should not think that they are at the top. The hierarchy system is there everywhere. And in the body also, we are made up of panchakosha. There is a hierarchy system. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha. It is a hierarchical system. Bottom end of the rung is annamaya kosha. Annamaya kosha is supporting the other koshas, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya and anandamaya. The anandamaya, the top one, is nourishing the whole body. That concept. Like a king is flanked by beings on either side, manomaya kosha. Manomaya kosha is like a king at the center. On either side, annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha one side, vijnanamaya kosha and anandamaya kosha on the other side. Other side, it is sitting at, the king is sitting at the center. The kosha, pancha kosha, kosha is also called as chamber. Five chambers are there, five chambered personality. Like a king doesn't rule from the outside gate. King rules the whole country by sitting deep into the in the palace. So is our body is not the king. The manomaya kosha is sitting within, it is ruling the body. Our body, we say that jnanendriya, that concept jnanendriya, we say eyes are jnanendriya, ears are jnanendriya, nose, our tongue and touch. We call it as jnanendriya. In yoga terms, they are not a jnanendriya also. They are like a camera, security camera. They just feeds the information, takes the information and takes it inside. Inside, we say karmendriya, legs, hands, our mouth, way of talking, and lower apertures, we say karmendriya. They are the outlets for the expression. Expression outlets. These are the inputs. Inputs are here, but actually the processing is mind. Mind is the one makes the legs to go, makes the hands to go, and makes us to talk, makes us to take information. These information are the path inside. Mind is the one deciding what is that one, what is the right information. Mind is the processor, like a CPU in the computer, central processing unit. Mind, all they are doing is just send the eyes cannot decide whether it's right or wrong. Eyes just sees. Ears cannot decide whether it's right or wrong. It's just inputs. Just inputs, no decision is done, only it takes in and out. It takes, so mind, what is this mind? mind is classified into four categories. Mana, it's four categories. One is called as kumana, second one is called as mana, the third one is called as sumana, fourth one is called as amana. Four categories of mind. Kumana is a tamasic mind, dull mind, negative mind. It takes only the negative inputs from Jnanendriya. Always busy in taking the negative input, and action also, all negative action. Tamasic. Tamasic input also, it takes the only the, looks out for the faults outside and process also. It is the negative. The second one is called as mana. Mana is rajasic mind. It has, in the company of good, it thinks good. In that company of bad, it takes the wrong information. It has indecisive. It cannot, sometimes it is here, sometimes it is there. Mana, it is called a rajasic mind. It has all over the place. Sumana means it is looking out for the positive input, and it expression also positive. It's a sattvic. Sumana is called as sattvic. There is other one called as amana. Amana means no mind. Yesterday's topic, I told, I will talk about that one. Not tamasic, no rajasic, no sattvic. There is another one beyond. It is neither, none of them. It's amana. Amana. It is, Patanjali talks about even the positive thinking, it is a vritti. Negative is a vritti. Rajasic is a vritti. He talks about chitta vritti nirodaha. You are either here positive, this is, or the modification of the mind, go above that one. Above that one, when Patanjali talks about in the sumana mind or mana or kumana, actions based on the seed. In the Patanjali talks about, the seed is a problem. Seed brings out more seeds, makes us to more things to come out. How to get rid of this seed? He is talking about nirbija, nirbija. Without seed, how can I? Whatever good I do, I give a lot of charities. That is also, it is a seed. You have planted one seed. How to get out of that one? He talks about shruta, anumana, prajnabhyam, anya vishaya vishesha, artha tvat. He says, when you go to the fourth, amana, then whatever scriptures have mentioned, whatever others have told, what you experience is far beyond that one. It talks about words. Scriptures cannot talk about that experience which is beyond the its limitation of the word. Word cannot explain that one. It is beyond the scriptures. That one, words cannot put it. Scriptures cannot talk it. And in Taittiriya Upanishad talks about what is that experience. The teacher says, only the, no words. Only the, it is beyond. Amana means that experience beyond any text can talk about. Any the great person can talk about amana. Amana, that experience Patanjali talks about. When you are in amana state, it is a nirbija. Whatever you do, It won't a bondage for you. It won't put you back into the bondage, bind you up. How to unbind yourself? You have to go to the amana, the fourth one. No mind. Whether I like, I say that in the, it's an interesting chapter we started on yesterday. It talks about, I like this one, I like this one. Amana mind, no personal liking, no personal disliking. Amana, that no, the, you are gone beyond personal liking and I don't like, I don't like. The like and dislike are the seed for the next one. How to get rid of the seed? Patanjali talks about amana. It's a state of called as nirbija samadhi. Nirbija samadhi, it's a yogi has to get there. Get there, nirbija samadhi. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about what is the experience of that one, nirbija. He talks about sukadukke same krutva labha labho jaya jayo tato yogaya yujyasva naivam papa avapsyasi. When you come to the amana state, whatever you do, no papa, no karma can bind you. That person has gone. Then that person, people may say, why did he do that one? That person is in amana, whatever does, no attachment to any action. Why we get the good and bad action, we are attached. Sukadukke same krutva. For an amana mind, good and bad are the same. Same krutva, profit and loss are the same. Labha labho jaya jayo. Tato yogaya yujyasva. This, the living, whatever is, I have no personal liking. Then, naivam papa avapsyasi. There is no sin. For a yogi, when that seed, when one burns that seed, the past karmas also wiped off. Past karmas no longer binds because this person has no seed, which is a root cause of our rebirth. When the seed has gone, there is no rebirth. The person has destroyed the seed. The Bhagavad Gita's intention, Sri Krishna is trying to say, Patanjali's Yoga Sutra is talking. You go to amana. When we went to Satopant, there is Aman Baba. I was, I thought of him, that Aman, this is a beautiful name. He has, for us, oh, it's so cold, so hot, whether so many, Aman means everything is the same. Everything, I am not attached. That concept, when it comes, you are free forever. The meditation, how to unshackle ourselves, how to become free, elevate yourself from negative mind, indecisive mind, positive mind, go into the no mind. It's, people, they say, never mind, never mind. Never mind, no mind is amana. Okay, and we'll continue this topic next.